Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Sam and JD from Sight for White. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to see you both again.
Yes, lovely to be back.
Can I get you slightly closer to the microphone, please, JD? Because you sound like you're down the other end of the garage.
Apologies. So, lovely to be back, as always. Always great to come and see you guys
good.
And talk about what's going on.
So,
and what is going on?
Well, I think it's full steam ahead now into the Easter season. So, we actually have some Easter chicks, knitted Easter chicks. We have a whole load of amazing volunteers.
I'm glad you said knitted.
Yeah, they kind of go over kind of candies and egg-shaped treats over Easter.
Oh, right, yes.
But it's, we have them at different stores all over the island at the moment. So I think we've got some at Tandem Tea Rooms and different other environments. So, yeah, it's kind of a nice little fundraiser. It's kind of creative as well.
So how much to buy one?
They are £2.50.
Mm-hmm.
But we have other types that are kind of coming out as well. So, like, smaller versions.
Yeah.
And ones that have, like, bath bombs and things as well.
All right.
Okay, so it's
that's
a very range, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, but they look really cute, really sweet. So you can see all the different types on our Facebooks and social medias and things like that.
Right.
And hopefully you'll see them out and about. So please do share your support. And
the people that knit them have free reign over how they make them look. Some have got little hats on. They're all different colours and all sorts.
And they're all originals then, aren't they?
Yeah, they are indeed. There's some absolutely brilliant ones in there this year.
So the knitted chickens, little fluffy things, they're not going to grow into a big chicken.
No, knitted chicks, yeah. But yeah, they're really cute, and I just love that kind of creativity. It's something that I've seen a lot, but the way it's kind of done, I mean, we have poor Susan, our volunteer manager. She's literally, her office is full of just boxes and boxes and boxes of all these knitted chicks.
So please buy them to get them around our office. Yes.
They're similar to our Christmas ones in a lot of ways as well, but
right.
have that kind of Easter themed creative flair. So yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, and you got some events and things coming up?
Yes. So, well, our next event is on Saturday. Not our event, but we're going to be there with one of our stands and tables. It's at the Witherside Centre, so just next door. And it's Isle Rave, if anyone's heard of it.
Right.
It's with the Children and Deaf Children's Association. So there's a Saturday club for deaf people.
Yeah.
And that... they're just having a rave. So it's featuring Deaf Rave. It's going on from 10 until 3. But there's different workshops and different kind of group gatherings throughout the day. So it's really interesting. I think it's
Sounds really good,
cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there as an exhibitor, as it were?
Yeah.
He's raving.
I want to see JD raving. That's going to be...
Yeah, I think it's a fun community event, and whereas we work with our council sensory contract, I mean, we deal with sensory loss across the board. So, yeah, I think, you know, attending these kind of events that are focused on, you know, sensory and awareness and things like that, it's great to come together and see what's going on with other people that work in that sector as well, but in a fun and creative way.
So is it free to enter?
Yeah, so it's... So from 10 o'clock, they come in, and I think there's different individuals there, so I don't know the full range of people that are there. We've invited and kind of tried to encourage people to, you know, come along with their bits and pieces. But we'll turn up with our bits and pieces, and hopefully we'll see many others there on the day.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good, yes.
See JD raving.
Yeah.
He's got his sparkly disco jacket on the back of his office door.
Right, yes.
Well, I do have that jacket, absolutely, of course.
What else have you got to tell us?
Well, there's a lot planned. I'm tentative to mention this one because I shot myself in the foot, I think, in a lot of ways. And we've been speaking about Snowdon a lot, haven't we, Sam?
Yeah.
There's a lot of a logistic challenge kind of getting our cohort together for that challenge this year. So we're doing an experience and looking at doing some fundraising around a sponsored Snowdon climb with some of our visually impaired members at the Isle of Wight Society. So, kind of nerve-wracking.
I think it would be,
So it's kind of just getting into the health and safety aspect of it. And
was this something you thought of in the middle of the night? You thought, I know, I could do that.
A little bit, yeah. I'd done it a year before, and I'd always planned to do it as like an organisational fundraising initiative where I raise up sponsorship and tackle a challenge. I'd done it a few years ago with my son, and it was a great monumental thing to do, you know, climbing a mountain. But that mindset and my mouth has gotten carried away with me, and now I've just subscribed us all to doing it.
Oh, right.
But how we do it is important. So the Isle of Wight Society has done it before. I think, well, if we've done it before, we can do it again.
Of course you can.
Socials, have fun while we're doing it as well.
Yeah. Are you doing it, Sam?
I will be, yeah. I've got a holiday to Turkey shortly afterwards.
Well, I think you need it.
You'll get the train up there. There's a railway that goes to the top.
Oh, no, got to do it properly. So we'll walk up. But I think it's all pre-preparation and planned for when we do it again. So we have a group called Striders that get together every month.
Oh, yeah, Hurdle Striders, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the kind of thought, you know, that they'd get involved.
Just drive somewhere different.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, tackle the challenge together. But obviously there's a lot of risk involved in that, and managing it safely, because it's got to be fun at the end of the day as well.
Yes.
So we're looking at doing it with the larger group next year. So this year we're kind of risk assessing the activity, taking a few key kind of volunteers and staff to do that, see how that goes, and then, yeah, hopefully we can continue to be bold with our creative fundraising endeavours.
Yeah.
And besides all this stuff you're planning, you've got the usual events that are happening throughout the week and
absolutely.
Your place. Well, we've still got the thing that's really, really exploding is the IT drop-in sessions for accessible technologies.
Yes. Oh, right.
As I mentioned last time when I touched on the Meta smart glasses, they are still proving to be huge and in demand. We're doing so many demos of them now. But the actual just request for... a lot of our members who haven't necessarily owned mobile phones before are sort of seeing it as a necessity now. Obviously, you need one for all sorts of things these days. So the help with phones has gone up a lot. So we're really pushing the fact that we can help out with accessible phones.
Good. Right. Brilliant.
Make them more accessible if they already have a phone. And we can help set up new devices where needed. And, and we're sort of really also... starting to push for a drive, looking at younger people, college leavers or school leavers that might be wanting to go on to employment. We've got a few things that we're looking at with that. And also really diving in now to the accessible screen reading software that a lot of people use on PCs.
Yeah.
The way it's been licensed has completely changed over the last 6 months. So it's thrown a few spanners in the works, but we will be there and to sort of assist with that and hopefully get some training down for people as well.
Does any of this assistance cost anything?
No, this is completely free.
All right.
The actual software, I mean, if they were looking to purchase one, yeah, there'd be a cost with that. We don't, that's nothing to do with us.
No, but if you had a mobile phone and you're doing things, does that cost anything?
No, anything. Just make an appointment. They run every Monday, but we please do book, because they get extremely busy.
Otherwise, you're swamped.
Yeah, we are. We are literally swamped. So, yeah, just give us a ring on 522205. Ask to speak to me or one of the reception team, and we'll get you booked in. We'll get you sorted.
Brilliant.
And that's anything to do with IT for people with visual impairment.
Yeah. So anything to do with mobile phones, Android, Apple, MacBook or PC. When it comes to the PC and sort of the actual desktop computer stuff, we just need to stress it's not on a how to use a computer sort of course for people that have never used one before.
No.
It's simply how we can make your workstation work for you and optimise
it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. You don't actually supply computers then?
No, we don't, no.
No, that's fair enough. As long as people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's what we're there for, helping people.
So you gave us the phone number. You've got socials as well, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. We're on Facebook, YouTube, so they're kind of our general go-to platforms. But we have... had the thoughts of expanding socials. It's a minefield right now in terms of content and things. Like the idea of TikTok. What are we going to do with TikTok, you know? That's the question.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't use TikTok or thing.
Apparently I've got a TikTok account, I know nothing about it.
Well, me neither.
And the only one I think about is just getting... Can you imagine if our members were doing dances or we were doing those and no one's up for that?
You need to ask the expert.
Yeah.
She does TikTok and stuff.
We'll have to get my daughter Alyssa in.
It'll be 10 years this year. I've been on that app.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it used to be Musical.ly before, yeah. didn't it? Yeah. My niece used to be on that, yeah.
So, anything else you want to add?
I think we've...
We covered everything?
Yeah, yeah, we pretty much never everything.
No, no, but...
But,
if people want advice and help, they contact you on what number?
Sam?
522205.
And there's a website?
Yep, well, so just Sight for White, if you put that into a Google search engine, you will come straight up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for everything you do for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.